Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
You know those people who always write into companies with suggestions or complaints? I've never really liked those people, but I am going to turn into one of those people right now because I have a suggestion that I think you're going to like here, okay? Let me just get my email open here. I think you'll appreciate where this is going. Okay. Dear every fast food restaurant, why do none of you offer crinkle fries? Seriously, crinkle fries are the best fries out of all the fries. Fuddruckers fries are a close second, but crinkle fries are hands down number one. I mean, Spiro fries are good too. Shout out to Arby's, but crinkle fries are superior. Seriously, every fast food joint, get on the crinkle fry bandwagon. Sincerely, basically everyone in Canada.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive, online at O'Brien's.ca.
Let's do this. The first one today was sent in from Jenny. The Divinals, I Touch Myself. Jenny hears, when I think about you, I church myself. Oh boy. The real lyrics, when I think about you, I touch myself. Well, that's awkward. The second one today, this one was sent in from Sandra. The odds, someone who's cool. Sandra hears, calculated guesses and a fart bigger than my teeth.
Calculated guessing and a fart bigger than my teeth.
Gross. The real lyrics, calculated guessing and a bark bigger than my teeth. The last one today, this one's just great. This one's from Grant. Spirits in the material world from the police. Grant hears, we are spare ribs in the material world. Just a couple spare ribs living their best life. The real lyrics, we are spirits in the material world. That song would be totally different if it was spare ribs though, hey? I feel really bad for this guy who posted on Saskatoon's Boots and Salutes Facebook page. In case you don't know, there's this page on Facebook where Saskatoon residents can go and give a salute to a business that's doing a good job or chirp them about something that they did wrong. This guy's complaint, I'm just going to read it for you here. Boot to the city for not putting any car washes on 8th Street. First of all, I don't think it's up to the city to decide where car washes go. Second of all, there are like 4 car washes on 8th Street. 5 if you include Gulf's, which is just off of 8th Street. And the best part about this is, the last part of his boot is, I had to go all the way to Confed to wash my car. Oh, buddy. Just go to Stonebridge. There are like 3 car washes in Stonebridge too, and it's like 2 minutes away. You went all the way to Confed. That's like a 12-minute drive. Next time, just ask Jeeves. He'll help you out. Like most people who live in Saskatchewan, I do not trust the weather forecast because it changes so much here in the province, right? 1 hour, they're calling for showers and thunderstorms. 2 hours later, it's like, no, it's going to be sunny. We don't know what you're talking about with those rain showers we predicted. No, we always said it was going to be sunny. Yeah. Yesterday, the forecast called for a 30% chance of showers. And here in Saskatchewan, that usually means it's not going to rain, is it? I mean, they just throw that 30% out there so they can be like, well, it was only 30%. I mean, did you really think it was going to rain? And then if it does rain, they can go like, yeah, see, we told you. We told you it was going to rain. So yesterday they called for some overnight showers. But me being from Saskatchewan, I was like, yeah, it's not going to rain. So I watered my lawn. put down some fertilizer, got the sprinkler out, and watered it for a long time because it's been a dry couple of months. My lawn needed a nice little shower. What happens overnight? Absolutely pours. Like, we needed it big time, especially the farmers and especially the city in general. The streets were getting super dusty. Now everything's going to turn beautifully green. But, I mean, the one time it's actually right, I don't trust it. Did you go to the Rattler game yesterday? People are saying nothing but good things about the very first game for the Saskatchewan Rattlers. They lost 99-97 to Niagara, but fans still left happy. You know it's a good experience when the home team loses, and yet fans still pretty pumped about the whole thing. A big concern with fans was the level of play. People were worried that the basketball wasn't going to be great, but the basketball was more than great. It was fantastic. I mean, 99-97, that just shows that the offense, yeah, is pretty dang good. The best part of the whole game was when local boy Michael Linklater went into the game in the third quarter. The crowd went nuts, and he scored a bucket with like 20 seconds in. It was so cool to see. Everyone was supporting the local Saskatoon kid. The team looks really, really good, by the way. Lots of dunks, lots of three-pointers. Very, very entertaining. If you went to the game, I'd love to hear what you think. 306-938-0963. Give me a call. Give me a text. The next Rattlers game, by the way, is coming up on Thursday. And by the sounds of it, you should check it out. Name That Scream. We've had some laughs. We've had some cries this week with Name That Scream. John Fogarty, he's going to be here for Kick-Ass Cruise concert on Monday at SaskTel Center. He loves to scream. That's his style. Every single Creedence Clearwater Revival song, he's screaming. What song is this scream from? If you can tell me, give me a text. 306-938-0963. We're putting all the right answers in a draw. I'll play it for you one more time. Kind of sounds like he's saying horse with a Boston accent, hey? Horse! Horse! Oh, it's a horse! Yeah, Boston! Go Bruins! Yeah! We all have that one friend who hates the royal family. The friend who's like, oh, seriously, who cares about the royal family? Who cares? I mean, I don't really care about the royal family, but I'm not like that one guy who's always like that. You know the guy in the comments section, always saying the who cares, seriously, whatever, yeah. Here's why you should care about the royal family. This one lady in the UK, she put a bet down on what the royal baby was going to be called. Archie was paying out. Like, the odds of it being named Archie were pretty big, about 150 to 1. So this lady put $210 on it being named Archie, and she ended up winning like $32,000 by betting on a baby name. $32,000. To that person who's always like, who cares about the royal family? This is why you should care.